This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sleep, it stands to reason, is big business. I mean, everybody's got to sleep, right? And the mattress industry has been getting a little bit, well, shall we say, restless lately. There have been bankruptcies and online disruptions as well. From WESA Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on the fight over that small piece of real estate where we lay ourselves down at night.
I'm in the market for a new mattress, and when I started my research, I went where most people my age go, online. And it is overwhelming. There are hundreds of mattress startups out there. That's because
the cost to start an online mattress company is next to zero.
That's Jeffrey Gallick, a marketing professor at Carnegie Mellon University.
Few of the companies that are selling online actually manufacture their own mattresses. What they do is they find a mattress manufacturer somewhere overseas, they slap their branding and their logo on there, and then they promote the heck out of it as much as they can.
And it's working for them, says Charles Lindsay, business professor at the University of Buffalo. He says these startups now have about 12% of the nearly $15 billion retail mattress market. What these online companies offer is convenience.
The mattress is compressed and vacuum sealed. They ship it for free. Pretty easy peasy.
More often than not, it's younger shoppers buying mattresses online, says Ryan Trainer, president of the International Sleep Products Association. On average, people replace a mattress every 10 years. For 19 to 35-year-olds, it's more like every 6 years. Trainer says that's because
younger consumers have been kind of conditioned to replace their phone after a couple of years, regardless of whether the phone is still functional or not. They're wanting to get the latest and greatest bells and whistles with their product. And I think they're carrying that over to other durable goods, such as mattresses.
Not quite the case for me. My mattress is more than a decade old, and all the online browsing isn't enough. I'm still planning on going to a few stores. And that, too, is on trend. Some of the bigger mattress online startups are moving into brick-and-mortar stores, so customers can try them out the old-fashioned way, just as I plan to do, by lying down. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.